Greetings in the wonderful name of our Savior and Lord. Now, a few further thoughts from the epistle of Paul to the Ephesians. We have been noticing what the scriptures have to say about election. And of course, we can't say very much about it. These truths are sublime, and they are what you can certainly think of as inexhaustible truths, and yet at the same time most precious and given so that we might apprehend them and really enjoy them, that our lives might be changed, that we might be, who are Christians, to the praise of the glory of His grace. And as He says in that fourth verse of the very first chapter, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Now once again, the speaker wants to go down on record as saying that he believes with all his heart and soul in the truth of election. And by the way, there's a great deal said in this chapter about election and also predestination. And I think there is a difference. Election has to do with our beginning. And while perhaps you may think of predestination as God's completed purpose as regards His own dear children, and certainly you can be sure that what He has promised, He will bring it to pass. Now, I should like to just be a little more specific on how this grand and sublime truth of election operates. I speak of it that way, and I am sure I say it reverently. Just exactly what brings about election? Now, already we have noticed that even long before the foundation of the earth, we were chosen in Him. But you know, it was not until that moment in our lives when we embraced Him as Savior that it was actually made good in our lives. And I'm thinking of this very chapter, that is to say, the very first chapter of the Epistle to the Ephesians. And in verse 13, we get the answer as to how election is accomplished, how it's really made good in our lives and in our souls. Shall I read it to you? That would be in verse 13, and it goes like this: "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise." Now, I should like to notice one thought here as it is found in the Revised Version. And it reads like this: "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, upon believing," not as though it was some subsequent event, you know, maybe a matter of days or a matter of weeks or a matter of months or even years, as some have falsely thought, but no, "upon believing ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." Now there are two things I notice in this wonderful verse. The first one is when Paul writes to these Ephesians, he reminds them that the gospel came to them, that they heard it. Oh, I think it's wonderful, friends, to be able to say, "Thank God I heard the gospel." And you know, something that's even more wonderful than hearing the gospel. Oh, says someone, is there anything that's more wonderful than hearing the gospel of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? Yes, indeed there is. I can think of unnumbered thousands who may have heard the sweet strains of the glorious gospel and yet have never personally believed that gospel, have never personally received that gospel. And this is what Paul has to say now when he writes to these Ephesians. He says, "Whom also, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation." Now I want you to know that no man or woman, no boy or girl, no person could ever be saved apart from hearing the gospel, and further, apart from believing the gospel. And so these Ephesians who heard the gospel, and we may say a little about that in our next broadcast, but I'll tell you what they did. When they heard it, they believed it. And what can bring you into the good of present salvation is hearing the gospel and believing it. Now, the speaker and the word of God, I may add, which is 10,000 times, 10,000 times more important than what we may say, the word of God knows of no way of any son or daughter entering into the good of present salvation apart from hearing and believing. Oh, I wonder if you have heard. I wonder if you have believed. Now, we'll say a little about that gospel in our next broadcast, God willing. Meantime, believe Him, receive Him as your Savior, and present salvation is yours.